High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with John Hogue as we talk about prophecy. John, the Native American Hopi prophecy of final warnings. Let's get into some of that. You were just touching on that before the break. They were pretty accurate, weren't they?
Yes, and for instance, just to give you a list of them, the prophecy started with the coming of the white man across the eastern seas, and if he carried a symbol that was a circle, he was the true white man come to balance his life with the red man. If he came with a cross as a symbol, he was the false white man and would cause a Holocaust for the Indians. Then they saw the steer coming, that never with long horns. They saw the railways. They saw how the white man would put in their lands iron ropes on poles, and crisscross the sky with cobwebs. That's contrails.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, towards our time, there would be a great alliance of the sun, the swastika, and the reds. And that would make a great war on Turtle Island. That's what they called North America, which in a way looks from space a bit like a big turtle.
Yeah.
And so they then said when that happened and when the gourd of ashes was exploded near their lands. Now, a Hopi gourd is a round, bulbous bottom with a thin neck. If you turn it upside down, it looks like a mushroom cloud. And they talked about that this thing with this gourd of ashes would be lit, this weapon that would make sterile the land that it blew up on. And when those warnings finally came, they knew it was time to stop keeping secret their oral tradition. And they were going to have to tell the people of the world that they're entering the times of the fourth world being destroyed into the fifth world, where the last time it happened through flood, as so many other cultures talk about it, and that may be, an objectively speaking, because when the Ice Age ended 10,000 BC and the sudden flood of rising oceans, could be that many people, mostly living on the ocean, all have these flood stories. Well, we have something happening in two possibilities in the next few decades that deal with fire. A runaway climate change of warming, disrupted climate, and the danger of world war through nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
So the thing, you know, the final warnings are that we would bring stones back from the moon and build a teepee, a house in the sky that was permanent, Space Station Alpha. And so all the warnings have been fulfilled, so we have entered. They also talked about the main cause of the purification of fire was ecological imbalance. And since the Hopi are so in harmony with nature, they said the people of our time have completely lost their connection with nature. It's all gone into little cell phones. And so a great shock has to happen. A great awakening has to happen. And I just want to say, because I know that I often come on this show, and I really feel about it, that I sometimes am so scary. I want to frame one important thing is to celebrate the fact that only when the human race is on the abyss, the edge of the abyss, that's only when all of us can see what's going to happen if we don't change. We will change. So
we have to change.
Yeah, and it will happen. And you could almost, in an odd way, kind of thank the shocks. Because in better times, when people have the potential to jump out of old patterns, and, I mean, what is prophecy about if it isn't about redefining and recreating a better human race? That means that the old habits have to be destroyed in the process of that creation. So it's not just an easy shift into it. But the other thing, too, is when all your systems start falling apart, you're left only to your being. And there's a potential. You can self-destruct, or you can go, my God, if my dreams and my Ozzie and Harriet life hadn't been shook up, I would have never looked in and found out there's something more than any of that that could create a golden life and a golden age.
Who, John, was Matthias Stormberger's in his incredible prophecies?
He was a man who was an illiterate herder of cows in eastern Bavaria. He had his visions in the 1780s, 1770s, and they were later written down before he died in 1820. And he's remarkable for being one of a handful of mostly German seers, oddly enough, who breathtakingly foresaw in detail and dated the First and Second World War. I guess there's some karmic connection there, since maybe a quantum filament of prophecy where mystics like Bartholomeus and Stormberger and others kind of could see that future Germans would be responsible for this. And there are a few others, Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus, of course, is involved in this group. I talk about them at length in the book, A New Cold War, which I published and initially talked first time on your show back in April of 2014, when it looked like those patterns of prophecies were in motion for a Cold War 2.0 that does not remain cold. Because I never knew why. How could people, when I read these things in the depths of the Cold War One, how could Stormberger say that people would walk with their eyes wide open into this catastrophe of a Third World War? And now, you know, as things get closer to their potential fulfillment, I don't mean it's preordained, but just potential, you start to see the clues get clearer and clearer. The reason why is that all across the world, and especially in the United States, which is one of the great nuclear powers, people are not being told by their press, their corporately controlled, military-industrial controlled press. I mean, Raytheon has a lot, and Saudi Arabia, and a lot of people have pay the bankrolls for a lot of the networks. I got that all in my writings, a chapter and verse and sources. And so you're not going to hear a view of the full world with if you're going to rub somebody raw that way in their world of hegemony. So the thing is, people aren't even aware. They walk with open eyes because they're not aware. They're Fourth Estate. They're journalists. So the only profession in the Constitution that was even mentioned outside of the leadership saying, you've got to have a free press. It's not being manipulated, controlled by the government. I mean, it's not. You're not even being told how a lot of the social media hegemons are actually breaking the Constitution right now by allowing the Atlantic Council as to be their censors, like Facebook does. These are former NSA and CIA heads. This is Raytheon, Grumman, major military-industrial complex manufacturers, and the generals and leaders of NATO. These are not people who are into peace. it's not good business. And so a lot of people are, by the thousands, are being deplatformed in this great battle, which is the key, very Aquarian Age, this. The key resistance of the organized Piscean Age dying ideas are going to try to control your mind, control your information, manipulate your mind by denying you full access to what's actually going on in the world. The danger is that you might find yourself walking, even in a few weeks, as I said earlier, if they get Trump to do what they want to do with Iran, that could develop into a major, everybody I'm talking to right at this moment, your lives will be utterly changed when the Middle East goes up in flames. And so, and in a way, there's potentials of that coming in this period of travail. And I just would say to this, when things get scary, and you wonder if there's going to be a terrible end, just remember what a woman goes through when she's having a baby. And sometimes it's terrifying and painful. But just remember that there's something potentially very beautiful that will come through that travail. A rebirth of yourselves, a rebirth of a new humanity. So this gauntlet that we're about to enter, the decade of transformation, of destruction or transformation.
And what a transformation, huh? It's going to be huge, John.
You're going to see more changes in the next 10 years than you saw in the 100 years of the 20th
century. My gosh. With everything. Technology, everything. Just everything.
Everything. You know, remember how many shows for decades now, I've been saying how each year we step further into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be this pressure, this urge to redefine everything about what it is to be human on this planet. And now here we are, George.
We are here. It's
we're
here.
We're entering the gauntlet now.
One more question about 2020. Do you see a large recession or worse coming?
It's definitely coming, and it's structurally, systemically coming from, and it's basically the steps that it could. We could see. Think of 2020 as somewhat like a repeat of 2007, when people were seeing something coming, but there was a lot of denial about what it was until September 2008 happened, and then it really hit. There's a similar thing happening with this, only it's far bigger. You'll see the ominousness of this. You will see, actually, probably the Trump administration will do whatever it can to deepen not only negative interest rates, but go down even into deep negative interest rates to or zero interest as well to slow this thing from coming. The stars indicate that when Saturn, that's the first pillar of the three pillars that keep the world order as we've known it up and controlling over us, that one drops at the end of December of 2020, just a few 6 weeks or so after the election. So it's highly likely if this doesn't come sooner, that is why Trump will be elected. And if Bloomberg is still there, the possibility is, if it comes sooner, Bloomberg might be able, even though he's as charismatic as chopped liver, he is going to have to play the role of, I'm stability. Yeah, yes. I'm a billionaire, yeah, but I'm really a successful
Mr. Fix-It.
Mr. Fix-It of New York in three terms. And if the American people haven't been completely brainwashed by their partisan news outlets, it will really be a test to see, okay, and you know, his astrology being an Aquarian is almost giving him the potential parallel to be like FDR in the last Depression and World War. In an interesting way. The downside is that he'll be a 79 if he's made president on the 20th of January 2021, which, by the way, has unbelievably powerfully upheavalful conjunctions going on with that. I mean, that's a jaw dropper. On that day, that whoever is elected president is going to be a 0 degrees of the sun in Aquarius, Jupiter, the expansion planet or contraction into, you know, judgmentalism is 7 degrees. Saturn is 3 degrees. Layman's terms, they're in conjunction. They're magnifying this energy. Saturn being the limiter and the reality demander, and they're all squared Uranus and Taurus, which is means that it's going to conjure a growth point, to put it as positive as I can, a friction point that's saying, look at this, everybody. I'll rub it until it hurts if you don't face this. So whoever the president is going to be has got one of the most challenging charts at the official astrological birth of the next term, whether it's Trump or someone else, that I've ever seen. And it literally is almost a launch off into maybe that person, that presidential cycle might be the last as we know it. Because this other thing that's come up a lot in prophecies is that the 2020s is either a time for America to undergo a kind of civil distress, civil war, or a new revolution, a second American revolution. So, and it would be completed by the mid-2020s when, after Saturn leaves, you have then Pluto leaving in 2024 from Capricorn. That leaves only Uranus in its fall, agitating the ruler of Aquarius until it enters Gemini, which will then start harmoniously aspecting Saturn and Pluto, especially Pluto, also in Aquarius, which is the sign of revolution and the sign of the birth, truly the birth, the travail of the new age coming at last. And then the tide turns. If there's a truly an extinction event happening because of our climate misbehavior, the world will be collectively aware that where there's smoke, there's fire. And just like the last fourth turning, the people rolled up their sleeves, dropped their important ideas, saw that they were trifles compared to defeating Hitler. And this is so much bigger. This is literally, do we have a future in this planet or not? I believe that, I trust that the people of the world, and a lot of the prophets like Osho, my teacher and all, who saw this stuff coming in great detail, he says, I cannot believe people, when faced with the threat of global death, will not rise up because of the spirit of human beings and do the things they need to do to change themselves in the world to continue the future.
To do the right thing. Hey, 2019, John, was an incredible year for UFO information, possible disclosure. What's 2020 look like?
You know, with the... I feel that it's an atmosphere of upheaval in history that tends to be very favorable for things being that have been covered up, getting a whole lot of public light. So if ever there was a time, and it's that this would happen, it's then. It's also the possibility, as I've said before, the theme of, as we have better and better telescopes, we're probably in the 2020s, we're going to be able to see whether people have in the study artificial light of cities or pollution or things that would indicate that they were at least in an industrial era, similar to what we were when our cities had electricity in the turn of the last century. So I just say with it that it's really going to, those extraterrestrial people are waiting for us to discover them.
Well, it's very possible that could indeed happen, John. By the way,
highly in the 2020s. I think that the atmosphere of the upheaval of the 2020s is the need to think differently or die. It's not just a nice little argument on radio or something. It really, when it is like, I've got to really think and feel differently or I'm dead, then that's when people think differently and take the risk.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King.
Mr. Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.